The Global Headache. Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. It hurts. The pounding pain of the financial crisis isn't getting any immediate help from the $700 billion bottle of medicine known as the U.S. bailout package. Our European correspondent Stephen Beard joins us now as we continue with Fallout, our coverage of America's financial crisis. Hi, Stephen. What is the latest source of this anxiety overseas?
Well, we had an emergency summit on Saturday between the big four economies of the EU, Germany, France, Britain and Italy, and they agreed to coordinate their response to the financial crisis. And then the next day, we had the German government going it alone, apparently guaranteeing 100% of all private German bank accounts. And that's caused a lot of consternation and dismay in the EU today.
So why all of these flared emotions because of this?
Well, because this move potentially it could suck deposits out of countries with lower levels of deposit protection like the UK. But it's the fact that the EU's largest economy apparently is going it alone just one day after they criticised the Irish and the Greeks for doing the same thing.
And days after criticising the United States as well.
Yes, indeed. And suggesting that the United States was responsible for this crisis and that its days as a financial superpower were numbered. Germany this weekend was re-rescuing the giant property lender Hypo, which it helped rescue last week. So there's no doubt the crisis is intensifying and here in Europe.
All right. Our European correspondent, Stephen Beard. Thanks so much.
Okay, Renita.
European markets are down between 3 and 6%. Right now, the Dow is down 2 and 2-tenths percent. The NASDAQ is lower, nearly 3%. The S&P 500 down 2 and 7-tenths percent. The Fed is pulling out a little extra Pepto-Bismol for banks. It's raising the cap for short-term borrowing by $150 billion. That makes about $900 billion in credit potentially outstanding over year-end. And more heartburn this morning in the Wachovia love triangle. Citigroup and Wells Fargo are the suitors. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson is in New York watching the latest developments in this and other banking news. Let's start with Wachovia. What's going on?
Well, federal officials who've been working through the night are reportedly going toward a plan that would divide Wachovia's branches between Citi and Wells Fargo. New York-based Citigroup would get the branches in the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic, and Wells Fargo, which is based in San Francisco, would get Wachovia's California and Southeast branches.
I suppose it's nice to see some fighting over a bank again, but how happy are the parties involved here?
Well, Wachovia says that the Wells Fargo deal, which would have been about a $7 a share deal, would be much better for shareholders than the Citi deal, which was at about a $1 a share. So Wachovia, I think, would prefer the Wells Fargo deal. But the federal officials do not want a prolonged legal battle. They want this taken care of as soon as possible, and that may mean a compromise.
And a turn two this morning with Bank of America and some mortgage issues. Can you explain that?
That's right. Bank of America has agreed to settle claims with the attorneys general of a number of states regarding risky mortgages that were originated by Countrywide. Under the terms of the agreement, it's being reported, Bank of America is going to alter the terms of the loans with some 400,000 borrowers who are having trouble paying their mortgages.
Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson in New York. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, Renita.
It's time for the next stop in Marketplace's series, Road to Ruin. As part of our special coverage of the financial crisis, a couple Marketplace staffers are on the road. Marketplace money host Tess Viglin spent the weekend in Denver. She found the downturn isn't keeping Coloradoans from turning out to festivals and fairs, though events themselves are feeling the pinch.
There's nothing quite like a pumpkin harvest festival to get you in that autumn spirit.
We're making scarecrows.
I found Amelia Nugent and her friend Ian at 4 Mile Historic Park in Glendale, a small suburb south of Denver. They were stuffing straw down a pair of old jeans tacked onto a wooden stick frame. Too bad the scarecrow can't keep the economic downturn away from the park and its festival budget. Park director Barbara Gibson says she's expecting to see a drop in the number of donations over the coming months and possibly some budget cutting by the cities of Denver and Glendale, which also provide funding.
I'm finding that grantors are tougher. We'll see how the donations go. So far, we've been okay. It is a little bit down, but time will tell. I think there's always a lag between people don't just all of a sudden stop spending when things are tough.
Just hold on here a minute. Let the horses go by.
Community festival organizers are feeling the pinch from all sides. This past weekend, the nearby city of Englewood canceled its 80-year-old Englewood Days celebration. Even Denver's big holiday Parade of Lights finds itself going hat in hand to the public for the first time in its history. Susan Rogers Kark of the Downtown Denver Partnership looked out on the parade route along Arapahoe Street as she mulled the event's $500,000 budget.
Clearly, we have increasing expenses, and some of those are the obvious ones that people see that would be fuel, and you might think, how much fuel do you need for a parade? But every single major equipment delivery that we have takes more fuel. Helium prices have gone up more than 50% in the past 5 years. There's actually a helium shortage in the country.
This parade gets no money from the city, and Kark says it's been hard to find new corporate sponsors. But she says the event will remain free to the 350,000 people who attend annually.
Especially, I think, when times are tough and people may cut back on other entertainment dollars, it's something where it really gives people the opportunity to come together and celebrate as a community.
Pumpkins and parades, two things that Main Street won't give up, no matter what the problems on Wall Street. On the road in Denver, I'm Tess Vigeland for Marketplace.
Share your fallout at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.